Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He said we're going to be working hard to settle this thing, and I don't know. What do you think? Looks like they did, Brian.
It did, and you know, with all the jawboning about other elements, it did really seem to come down to just money. Yeah. I mean, and not that there's a negative judgment there.
No, at all.
I mean, I think that probably, if you want to just look at this from the outside in, it probably underpaid, especially what we've seen in the last year. Well, let's bring in Danielle Altamari, who covered this for the Hartford Courant. Danielle, thanks for getting up early with us. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Sure. Hi. How are you?
Well. I mean, when you look at the percentages, I mean, they just made a deal by adding a couple of percent on the second year of the deal. Is that basically it?
Yeah. What happened?
Yeah, and getting that 4 years locked in as opposed to 2 years, I think, was also a big stumbling block initially. When the governor's first proposal was only for 2 years, the workers really were pushing for something longer term, even though there's no raises built in those final 2 years. It still is a longer term agreement than was initially proposed.
Would then, therefore, there be no chance of a raise in those final 2 years?
Well, that's the way it seems. I mean, we haven't actually seen language of the contract, but just what the governor had said yesterday, the way he outlined it was basically, 0-0 in the final 2 years. Okay. So that's in the contract. I mean, I don't, once they agree to the contract, I think that's it. But the raises are front loaded in the first 2 years. Which is, again, what the workers were seeking.
Yeah, although if we get into an inflationary economy, those 2 years at zeros, we could zero out the gains if we end up in that kind of economic pattern. But, I mean, that aside, I mean, you never know what the future holds. Did you ever think, Danielle, in looking at this and covering it and from the language on both sides, or all three sides, actually, did you ever think there would be a strike?
I don't know, because I wasn't in the room at the table, so it was hard to say. But certainly, as you pointed out, the language and the way this was being framed to the outside world, it was certainly looking that way. Their preparations were in place. These companies had hired replacement workers. People were being brought in. The plans were pretty much all set, and it was a little bit of an 11th hour, rabbit out of the hat that the governor had pulled on this to make this deal happen.
Danielle, who pays that $20 an hour wage? I know it's the owner of the nursing home, but I mean, ultimately, because Medicaid supplies a lot of the revenue for this, what does this do there?
Yeah, it's incredibly complicated, the finances of nursing homes. And, that's kind of why, you're honing in on why the state was involved in the first place. I mean, the state of Connecticut generally does not get super involved directly. In the negotiations between, two private entities, a union and an industry. But in this case, because the state, as you point out, through Medicaid pays, I think 85% is the figure I heard of the operating budget of most nursing homes. They have a strong interest here. And so they are providing, some of the money for this. This idea that these workers would make a minimum of $20 an hour. I'm not sure if that's all workers, but certainly it was pointed out the CNAs would be making $20 an hour. Some of those folks are now making, $12 to $15 an hour, which, is difficult in this economy when you can, go to a fast food place and make $17 an hour. And certainly, working in a nursing home.
It's got to be easier, yeah.
Exactly.
Not a nursing home.
You were incredibly challenging work. They work really hard, and it's emotionally taxing. It's physically taxing. We've just come through a pandemic. Regardless of what you think of the contract, you have to admire the folks who go in and do this work day in and day out.
Absolutely. Yeah, really. We're talking with Danielle Altamari with the Hartford Courant. Listen, we only have about a minute here, but you talked about the pandemic, and I think about teachers and nurses. I mean, obviously you think to what degree, it might be an obvious question, but to what degree do you think the fact that these professionals came out of the pandemic and what they had to deal with impacted their ability to get what they wanted?
It played an enormous role. I mean, I think, you know, this crisis that we've just been through has shifted so many things. And when you see the type of work they're doing and what they're providing, it's extraordinary.
Yikes. Yep.
Absolutely.
Just final question, but Brian hinted at this at the beginning. Was this all about money, or remember there were like PPE issues?
They wanted a bill of rights. They wanted some sort of bill of rights.
Was that just talk?
Well, no, because that's also provided in the budget.
Okay.
There's money for training. There's also staffing is a key issue, and it's not clear exactly how that's being addressed. But, you know, remember, again, in the pandemic, most of these people were working incredible hours, and the staffing wasn't there, and people were getting sick, so people were having to miss work.
Scary.
So, you know, it was tough. So that was another thing that was being sought.
Well, great job on
the
piece.
Thanks for being on, Danielle, as always.
You can read it at current.com, or you can actually pick up a paper.
Can you do that, really?
They still have it. Yep. And they can deliver it to your house, too. It's weird.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.